In our Bible reading today, it's not a long one, is one too. It doesn't have those long words, as I sometimes avoid them if I'm the one who is reading. We are reading from the book of Psalm 150, the last one in the Psalms. I don't know, in the church Bible, it could be a page 600 and something. Mine is 634. So it's the same. I'm reading from the New NIV, but those with the King James Version, it might be slightly different in some of the words. But anyway, listen to what the writer says. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His acts of power. Praise Him for His surpassing greatness. Praise Him with the sounding of a trumpet. Praise Him with the harp and lyre. Praise Him with tambourine and dancing. Praise Him with the strings and pipe. Praise Him with the clash of cymbals. Praise Him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. So that's our Bible reading today. But before I start, I will kindly ask Tony to have my PowerPoint presentation on there. That is my theme today. Return to sender. Return to sender. Maybe some might think, why did Kilson choose that theme? I beg you to listen carefully why I chose that theme. After reading this psalm, in my preparations, I said, definitely, we are being guided here in this psalm. Why am I saying we are being guided here? 12 months of the year, we come to church. We have groups in this church. We have gatherings when we meet here, especially after tea, after church when we're having tea. I always observe there's groups around. There are some people who are coming around with their trays. There are some people who are coming with biscuits. So there's various of things that we are doing in the church. Maybe at the end of every Sunday, we must take some crafts home and say, well, I was a church, we did this craft. Like what the children do when they come from the hall. They sometimes always a craft that they are showing. This is God's sanctuary. Our Father, isn't it? We can do anything. But why I have come up with that theme is because of this. Sometimes people have concluded to say church has become like a club. You go to some churches, when you get there, there are some things you cannot do because so and so is the one who is particular in that area. Some people even get annoyed when you do what they are supposed to be doing. When church becomes like that, it becomes like a club. Hence I said, return to sender. Someone might say, why are you saying you return to sender? Because that behavior that we have when you are in this sanctuary and you're making it a club, that's not a godly behavior. So return that behavior to whoever I send it to you. That's not a godly behavior. I'm reminded of that robber on that day when Jesus was on the cross. There were two robbers. The other one said, "Remember me when you go in your kingdom." And Jesus replied and said, "Tonight I'll be with you in my paradise." So, this is the day that the Lord has made. Today is the day that we are being reminded to return to sender. What is it that we want to return to sender? Psalm 150, scholars have said it's attributed to David. But some say it's written by an anonymous writer. Well, let's put that aside. There are four things I want you to pick from that Psalm 150. We are being given instructions because they've observed maybe those years were not there by then. It was the Jewish community. But the writer observed there was something. People were coming into the sanctuary to make it like a club. And then he said, no, something is wrong here. Something must be done. Where is the instruction that we are told in the first Psalm 150 verse 1? Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Do you get me? This is where we should praise him, in his sanctuary. That temple in Jerusalem where they were gathering, we cannot all go to Jerusalem, isn't it? We come here. But there's one thing I want to remind you. Which is God's sanctuary? Yes, this church. But the best sanctuary, God's sanctuary, is in you. I keep on repeating this verse every now and then. 1 Corinthians 6:17, Paul says, do you know that you are the temple of God? And the Holy Spirit is in you. So, that's God's sanctuary. Start by praising him here yourself. When we come here, it becomes a corporate group. Imagine all these temples, they come together. We are building a skyscraper of temples. Because look, how many are we here? Everyone's heart is a temple of God. So praising should start in there. This is what the psalmist is saying. From Psalm 1 to Psalm 149, we've heard suffering, miscarriage of justice, people asking for forgiveness. All sorts. The psalmist has told us. Finally, in Psalm 150, he said, guys, this is what you should do. Praise, praise, praise. In six verses, this word is written, repeated 13 times. Six verses. Praise, 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 praise. 13 times. Truly, I want to say, let's put our breath to good use. If your breath is for praising God, let it be. Because this is what you are created for. I remind you again. I think I once mentioned it in the evening service. It said Moses was sent all the way to Egypt to go and bring the Israelites out of Egypt. God said, I want them to come and worship me here. That's praising God. So this Psalm 150 is now reminding us this is what we are supposed to do. Praise, praise, praise. If you are failing to praise in his sanctuary, which is your heart, return that attitude to sender. That's the evil one who is stopping you to praise God. Do you know the devil's thoughts are so cunning when they come in your mind? Sometimes you even be discouraged to go to church. Oh, why do you go to church? You know, the way you guys sing, this is not actually uplifting. This is how we sing in this sanctuary. The Holy Spirit is leading us. Don't be misled by any voice that comes in your mind. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise, praise, praise. And where does praise begin? It begins in your heart. Because that's your God's temple. You are not alone. When you put your breath to great use, we are led to the next bit. Why? Psalm 150 verse 2 says, praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. What is God's greatness? What is his surpassing power? Jesus Christ, when he was speaking to his disciples, he said, I will destroy this temple and in 3 days I will build it up. They were confused. They didn't even know what he was referring to. In 3 days I will destroy this temple and build it up. Isn't that God's mighty power? Isn't that God's surpassing greatness? Jesus died for 3 days. And on the third day, God resurrected him. That's great power. That's great power. Bringing someone back to life who has died. According to the Oxford Dictionary, it says, death, the end of everything. But God says, no, that's not the end of it. My son will conquer death and resurrect. And when he has conquered death, you too, those who believe in him, will conquer death. So my brothers and sisters, if you've got Christ in your life, you won't die. Yes, this life will come to an end, this earthly life, because we are practicing what we'll be doing in the New Jerusalem, in this earth. So our praising, we are practicing what we'll be doing in New Jerusalem. Right now, when you heard me telling the children, they said, even the angels, they are praising. Even those who have already died, they are there praising God. So, we are practicing here. That verse points out to 2 things. Why we should give praise to God. Because of what he has done. Do you know that you are a split image of God? Some of you don't know that. You are a split image of God. Because the Bible says, God, after creating everything, he said, let us, listen to this, let us create a human being in my own image. So you are very important. Where you are the split image of God. Because he said, let me create a human being in my own image. Surely we need to praise him for that. Even the evil one was not happy. He said, why do you favor these human beings? Because God made you in his own image. God has provided for all our needs. God has answered our prayers. God has redeemed us. God has given us wisdom. God has brought justice, holiness, and mercy. When I consider what my God has done, I always want to sing this hymn. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving. Right, let's sing that hymn together, please. I'm not a good singer, but I love singing. Let's just sing the first stanza and the chorus. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, man. I will enter his courts with prayer. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad, he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad, he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. Isn't that great? I will rejoice for he has made me glad. What has God made you glad with? God has answered my prayer. What has God done for you this morning that makes you glad? Here is a living testimony. You heard from the horse's mouth. I'm not calling you a horse, but you heard from Michael what God has done to him. We visited Michael in hospital and we were surprised. He was already chatting while seated on that bed. He said, well, Gilson, yes, I'm in pain because of what they've done, but I'm fine. I'm a fighter. It's not your power. It's what he has done in your life. He makes you a fighter. So hence, he makes me glad for what he has done. So this is the main reason for me to sing what God has done for me. Job said, for we are born but yesterday, and know nothing. Our days on earth are a fleeting as shadow. Psalm 119:19 says this, I am here on earth for just a little while. So brothers and sisters, we are here for a little while. Let's use this time to praise God. Let's use this time to praise God. Yes. After singing this hymn, it leads us to the next item. How? Psalm 150 verse 3 says, praise him with a blast of the ram's horn. Praise him with the lyre and harp. Praise him with a tambourine and dancing. Praise him with strings and flutes. Praise him with a clash of cymbals. Praise him with a cloud of cymbals. A clash. What's a clash? When you bang two things together, you hear a bang. So we've got to do it with a bang. I want to say this. I've been here for almost now 12, so many years. My early days in this church, one preacher came to me. He said, Gilson, because you know what? I like singing, throwing my hands around. He came to me after the service. He said, Gilson, you know, if it was in the olden days, you could have been chucked out of this church. So I asked him, I said, why? He said, because it's not English to, you know. I said, oh, I didn't know that. But he said, don't be discouraged. I like the way you are doing it. You are bringing difference in the church. So I was encouraged. So if you see me, you let me. It's in my blood. I cannot stand still. I cannot stand still. This is how I want to praise God. Isn't the psalmist saying that? He said, I've got to have a dancer as well. Play instruments, a tambourine, whatever you can. How should we do it? We've been told today. So don't feel embarrassed. When that preacher said to me, Gilson, I hadn't seen this Psalm 150. If I had seen it, I said, oh, come on, let's read together. But now I know. The psalmist say, dance for your Lord. Shout for your Lord. Use instruments. You know, the instruments that I mentioned here are Jewish instruments. We have got different culture. In my culture, they use a drum. This has been modernized. That's not the original Shona people's drum. It's not designed like this. They also use hand piano. Some of you may have seen it before. If you go on internet and type hand piano, you will see what the Shona people use. Right? So it gives us a variety of instruments that we can use to praise him. He's not annoyed. Why? Because he's the one who created you. Enemy. So these instruments enables us to praise God. Amen? So, it's no longer about Jewish culture. It's no longer about English culture. It's no longer about the Shona culture. It's about the what? Christian culture. We are moving from the old to the new. So the new is the Christian culture, which is combining all our cultures into one. If you've got a piano, bring it. A guitar, bring it. A tambourine, bring it. For the glory of God. Let's combine these instruments to praise him. The theme here is to praise him. If you are not praising him, that attitude is not godly. Return to sender. Amen? That attitude, if you don't want to praise God, return it to sender. We've been told where to do it, why we should do it, and how we should do it. So if that attitude of not wanting to praise God is hindering you, return it to sender. This morning, I'm encouraging you to use your breath to praise God. Use your breath to praise God. As we continue, we've been told, who should do it? How should we do it? Now, we go to this final one. Verse 6. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Jesus, in one of his healing sessions, he met 10 lepers, right? And he sent them on a healing mission. He said, go and see the priest and show him your leprosy. They were healed. He sent them and they were healed. Only one who was a foreigner returned. I like it when Dorita always say, you foreigners, It reminds me of that verse. One foreigner returned to Jesus to say thank you. A foreigner returned to Jesus to say thank you. If you read that verse, that foreigner went and fell on the ground on Jesus' feet to say thank you for what you have done. The other nine didn't return. But this one set an example for you and me why we should praise God. Praise God for what he has done for you. Praise God for even bringing you this morning. Praise God for even waking you up this morning. Some people failed to wake up this morning. Praise God. You are not in hospital. You are here. Praise God. You haven't been abducted. Praise God. For even the situation that you are in, praise God always. My brothers and sisters, put your breath to good use for praising God. If you are not, that attitude must be returned to sender. It's not a godly attitude. As I conclude, if the mail has been delivered at the wrong postcode, we redirect it by returning it back to sender. Okay? Let our praise be that which pleases God with instruments and dances as well. So from now on, we'll be dancing for the Lord. If we know where, why, how, and who should praise God, that's putting our breath to great use. That's putting our praise to its highest level. But if you are not able to know where, why, how, and who should praise God, retain that attitude to sender. Let's pray together. Lord and Heavenly Father, you are a great God. You are a merciful God. You are a loving God. You are a healing God. You are a God of everything. Father, I want to thank you for giving us another opportunity to see this beautiful day. As we come to the end of our service, Father, we have been reminded by Psalm 150, how, where, why we should praise you. Father, give us that wisdom to remember all these things, how we should do it. For your glory, we want to keep on praising you till the Lord Jesus comes. In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. Amen. We will